Tell us all the things you should never do with Terraform. Thank you.
Okay, now you can hear me. Anyway, thank you, Walter, for the introduction. And yes, in fact, there will be some things which you should not do, but at least you should be aware that they exist. So maybe you have this actual situation when you should be doing it. So a couple words. Oh, my God. Of course, it never works in this room. So this time without clicker again. What I do... I'm staying pretty active in open source community, and I'm writing and maintaining a lot of open source tools related to Terraform, AWS, and I became AWS community hero because I actually do something in the community, giving talks and trying to figure out how to make usage of AWS and Terraform. First question to all of you, please raise your hand if you are using Terraform AWS modules. Excellent, oh my God. That's actually much more. So it means that some people went to previous year talk as well. Because in previous year, I talked about Terraform best practices and how to use it properly. And honestly, I am tired of using it the correct way. Okay, so this time we will look into how to not use or how you can use. And this should give you some information about possibilities. And... what I do, I actually do everything related to Terraform, consulting, and providing different services, running workshops, trainings, and I also like mentorship. I mean, I'm exposed to a lot of different code and solutions, which I try to aggregate and sometimes talk about them. You can see my blog where I write exclusively about Terraform and AWS on antondobianka.com. And this is stuff which most of you, as I understand, are using, which is pretty cool. There were 7 million downloads so far, and I'm sure that amount will be just increasing because, come on, so far just 1,000 pull requests and issues resolved, right? So we need more issues, more pull requests, more users, and more sponsors. So there is a link. Another project which I'm involved is CloudCraft, which is opinionated and pretty good way of drawing AWS diagrams in the browser. I have 25 minutes and I have 66 slides left, so we have to go fast, okay? What I'm working on is that once you visualize something in the browser, you don't have to repeat yourself when you actually implement this as code. So Modules TF is an open source project which I work on. You can go and use it for free and see what kind of code and structure and tools are actually used. So infrastructure. Infrastructure is all what is necessary to run application. It's all kind of computing, networking, and other requirements which we have to maintain. So this is my favorite definition of infrastructure, despite the fact that this is not coming from Wikipedia. And Terraform, I'm not going to ask who used Terraform.